You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
It's happened again.
What's happened again?
Alexis has listeners sending her gifts in the mail.
See,
why? I mean, I don't want gifts, you know, but what is it?
Here's the problem. TJ, and this is what frustrates me about it. Because she continually asks for everything.
I don't ask anybody for presents.
Stop, Alexis.
When have I sat here and asked the listeners, can you guys send me presents?
This is my point. All you talk about, though, is getting free stuff. Can I get free stuff? I love when people send me things, and you talk about it a lot.
But I do love it.
Hang on. You haven't asked the listeners for it, but you've set the precedent. You ask every single person you encounter about getting something for free, and now they just send stuff because they think you like it. Well, they know you like it.
I do love it. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, my God, I hate it.
But, Regan, you would like free stuff, but have you ever asked for it on the air? No.
No, I don't know.
You've never asked anybody for anything.
I've never heard her ask for anything.
Yeah, I've never asked for anything on air at all, ever.
We've talked about how much you ask for free stuff.
From the people I know.
I know. I've never said you ask listeners. That's my point, though. You've established that you want free stuff from everybody. You've established that, you know, if TJ does that, well, how come I didn't get some of that? Or how come I've not been invited on that? Or how come I didn't get a ticket to that?
Yeah, because you guys are my friends and I love y'all, so I will ask you guys for stuff.
This is that hippie Samantha woman.
Yeah, they're in kind of lockstep together anyway.
Yeah. So hold it up. It was the shirt. She's, it says, sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it be like that.
One of Alexis's favorite sayings.
It do be like that sometimes.
It be like that.
Now, does she have that made for you at a cafe press or something like that?
I think so.
Or is that an actual existing line of clothing?
No, I think she had it made. So that's even more special, and I love it.
But I always know that there's something something on the way as a gift from Melissa, because she'll go, has Jody checked that P.O. box?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have something in there. What are you supposed to have? A gift from Melissa.
Yeah. I heard her asking Rob for a key the other day. Did you sell that key to the P.O. box? When he was going to get in the stuff.
When he's using those Christmas cards?
Yeah, I got something in there. I got a key. Okay.
But you guys bring it up on the show all the time. That's how the listeners know to send her stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
If it was just her asking behind the scenes, which you say she does. I've never seen her do it, but I don't not believe you.
But I mean, but she points out on the air in here talking to us, well, how come I didn't get, I wanted something free, or how come I didn't get that, or how do I get that? Asking us all the time on the show how to get free stuff. Yeah. So people hear her, they know she likes free stuff, and they send it to her. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I do.
Yeah, Rob always.
Yeah.
Rob used to be our free guy.
Yeah.
He was like the guy that got things free.
Well, now I can't because Alexis gets it all.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, yeah, keep that same energy. Yeah. Where was it? He was getting free stuff all the time.
Yeah, what Regan said.
What was Rob getting free all the time?
I don't remember. It was a lot. I don't know.
It was just more of a anytime something going, hey, if they got an extra one of those, I'll take it. Or does anybody want to? I'll take it.
But listeners didn't send Rob free stuff.
But did y'all get on him for asking you guys if he could have an extra one of whatever y'all had?
There's a big difference between somebody.
What's the difference?
Let me finish. There's a big difference between Rob saying, hey, if you got an extra one, I'll take one, and you meeting someone and within the first 15 seconds asking for free concert
tickets. As a joke.
But it was a joke.
You can't joke anymore around here. And he thought it was cute and very charming. He thought I was charming.
Rob's main thing used to be, though, if nobody's going to use that, I'll take it. That's what he always said. If you're not going to use that, I'll take it.
It was like the moment it hit the room.
Yeah. Right.
I'll take it.
He's like, this package came for y'all. If you're not going to use it, I'll take it. Yeah. Like, you don't even know what it is. It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Well, let it be known, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but please. I know we're going in a bunch of different directions here, but just know, we're not saying send us free. Like, don't go, oh, I need to send Ace and TJ something. They don't get anything. That's not what we're saying. I just, you know. I was actually just pointing out the difference between the girl on the show and the guys.
Yeah.
Just like if you work in an office environment, when we used to do that, all of women on the staff of the radio station, we get special little birthday deals, and you know, can come to this office and celebrate so and so's birthday or whatever. But the men, you know, they didn't do that stuff for them. So
we love
got these women sending Alexis these gifts. I guess you got to get her something now, huh? Isn't that the way it works? You got to send, every time somebody sends you a gift, you got to send a gift.
Is that how that works?
I think so.
Oh,
I don't think she's ever.
That's why I don't want anybody sending me.
Now we got a problem.
Yeah. So hippie Samantha, you got to get her a couple of things now.
Yeah.
Well, she has definitely my big, huge smile for the day as one of her gifts.
Your presence is her present.
Let's see what's trending.
Now trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
Right now, the top trending topic, That 90s Show. It just debuted on Netflix at midnight, 10 episodes all up. This is the sequel series to That 70s Show.
Yeah, I heard it was horrible.
Reviews are not great. They're mixed, I think, is what every headline I've read. But from the trailer I saw, it just looked like they tried to, like, I hate to sound like TJ here, but they did try to make it seem a little woke. Mm-hmm.
So they've taken it out of the what made it so good was that it was kind of edgy at the time.
Yeah.
And now if they've taken the edge out of it, they just end up with something that falls flat, that's not true to the original show.
Yeah, and it's not, I thought it was going to be just like Ashton Kutcher and Topher Grace and Laura Prepon.
Wilmer Valderrama.
But it's not. It's like the younger, the kids that are now hanging out with Red and whatever, Kitty.
So they're supposed to be like grandparents. Grandkids.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, this is not good.
And
this,
Red can't be woke.
I know. It doesn't seem right. He's not. Like, I guess he's kind of like the voice of, like, back in my, you know. Mm.
I will be curious to see it. Because I think That 70s Show is really funny.
Yeah.
It was a very good show. So I'm curious about how this will turn out. I'll check it out.
So that is the top trending topic at the moment. Carol Baskin is trending right now because there's a story floating around that she said in a recent interview that her husband, Don, is alive and well in Puerto Rico. Now, if you don't know, I don't want to go through the whole story. Carol Baskin, obviously, from Tiger King, that Netflix series. And in that series, there was a story about her husband disappearing. And the antagonist, Joe Exotic, said that Carol had murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers on her animal sanctuary. She says, no, that's not true. In a recent interview, she said, my husband's alive. However, TMZ just posted an article saying that's totally not true. This is still an open case. He is still a missing person, and it remains a top priority for a lawsuit.
She's just out here lying?
It certainly seems that way.
She said the Department of Homeland Security visited her and that he's alive in Costa Rica. And they're like, no proof whatsoever that, A, she was visited by the Department of Homeland Security, or that he's alive in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Carol Baskin.
It's been 3 years since we first. We're coming up on exactly 3 years. March will be 3 years since Tiger King came out and took over the world when COVID first hit.
Yeah, and it hit at the perfect time because I don't know if it would have been such a sensation if it wasn't during COVID time.
Yeah, because everybody was just locked in for that. Like, the week it came out was the week everything got locked down.
It was a weird time.
And other than we got to go to, still got to go to work every day, but other than that, you just went home and just sat around all day and watched Tiger King.
Yeah. America was as free as those tigers in cages.
That's right.
That's right.
We were just the tigers, weren't we?
Yeah.
Kind of a sad day. Party City has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Really?
I was just at Party City right before Christmas. I was getting my nephews and my niece some silly string, and the shelves were a little barren, but yeah, they filed for Chapter 11. So I don't know what's caused the downfall of Party City, because no one's throwing parties.
I think
no
probably a lot
of it is. And because you can order so many of that stuff on Amazon too.
Yeah. You know, we had 2 years where people weren't allowed to even associate with each other in person. So you know, go to Party City to, you know, do a Zoom call.
Yeah, right.
With your friends.
Yeah. It's not the fact that Party City's closing down, but like what it represents. The fact that, yeah, we just had years of like no parties or whatever. But hey, listen, Ace is making up for it. He's got a gender reveal tonight.
That's right.
Gender reveal party.
Big day today. Big day.
A ginger reveal.
It's more like it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's what you ought to call your next naked video. Ginger reveal party.
That's pretty good. I think that'll be my name on OnlyFans.
No.
Ginger reveal.
Ginger reveal.
Yuck.
You don't like that?
No.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, you hadn't seen it yet.
So. Yeah. But those are a few things that are now trending.
So how good of a person are you? We're going to put that to the test because a guy just went to a McDonald's. That's all he did. I think it was a McDonald's. And something happened to him that makes us ask, would we do the same thing? How good a person are you? We'll find out next.
You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
We will find out in a second how good of a person you really are. But you got to meet somebody first that's going viral for all the wrong reasons. This is from somewhere in England. I don't remember where it's from. Little girl goes out and does what little girls do. She draws on the sidewalk, sidewalk chalk. You know, she's having a great time. Maybe she's drawing some hopscotch or something. I don't know what she's doing out there.
Oh.
Yeah. Drawing some flowers, playing some games. I don't know. She's having a big time.
Drawing some hopscotch in between using her skate key.
Yeah. I don't know. Little kids maybe still play hopscotch. I don't know. I don't know what little kids do. But she's out there drawing with some sidewalk chalk. And next thing you know, along comes her neighbor who doesn't much appreciate having this on the sidewalk. And the lady just starts hitting it with a hose, washing it off. Then she's going viral.
It's okay.
The big kids made me.
If she's precious, we're going to call the cops for her, but if we just stand right here, no one's going to touch this game, okay? I hope you're so proud of yourself.
What are you going to do when it rains?
Exactly. When it rains, it rains.
Yeah, and we could be gone then too.
Yeah, and that's fine.
We don't want to have to look down at this mess.
So don't look at the mess.
We're right here.
Don't look at the mess.
I mean, just come right out and just start. Well, oh, little girl's out there playing in the middle of doing this, playing. She walks up and I want to look at this mess.
Well, I don't blame her.
But stop. You made that little girl cry.
I mean, graffiti is graffiti.
Oh, no.
When you start teaching kids that it's okay to go around marking up things, the next thing you know, she's going to be putting up gang signs all over town. Throwing shoes up onto power lines.
I just felt terrible
it
for that little girl.
It starts with sidewalk chalk, and the next thing you know, there's a Banksy running around.
Stop it.
Just messing up people's property.
It's good that she's out playing outside.
She wasn't crying loudly enough.
Stop.
Thankfully, the internet came to shut that lady down and tell her what a horrible person she is for doing that.
Should have hosed that kid down is what you should have done.
So... here's where we find out in delicious audio how good of a person you are. Listen to this guy explain what happened to him at McDonald's.
I just went to McDonald's, handed me my sausage McMuffin and this bag. Well, what's in this bag? Their deposit. Just a couple $1,000 here. Why would you guys do this to me? You know how bad I want this money?
Oh my god, you are a blessing from God. I really want to give you a hug.
When I was driving away, they called me back in to give me $200 and free McDonald's for.
So turns out the bag had $5,000 cash, a little over $5,000 that they were supposed to be preparing to deposit in the bank. And he took it back. And they said, okay, we'll give you thanks. And obviously they were very thrilled. But they also gave him $200 in free McDonald's coupons and everything. Now, here's the question. How good of a person are you? Do you take the money back? Part two, do you take all the money back or skim a little bit for yourself? TJ?
I would do part three, take the money back, all of it. And not video myself doing it, saying, look how great of a person I am.
Yes. Nope. I didn't think about adding the last part, but I agree with that. I wouldn't do that. Just take the money back. Riggins, what do?
Yeah, I take it back.
Okay. Alexis?
Of course, because if someone's going to get fired.
Keep a hundred for yourself?
No.
You don't?
No.
Not like one bill fell out into your lap or something?
No. Okay. That's bad karma.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm not keeping any of that.
That's a bad karma Sunday is what that is.
Yeah, exactly. That part. I want none of that.
Salted caramels.
Okay, so good. Everybody kept it. I thought there may have been somebody on the show that might say, well, I might like keep 100 out of it or something, but that's good. Okay.
It's content for his TikTok.
I know. What if it was all staged?
Oh, my gosh.
And they were in cahoots with McDonald's?
And it was just in a McDonald's bag?
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I saw the video. I'm like, why would it not be in a bank bag?
Yeah, it was in a Ziploc, too. But I've seen this exact same thing happen before, and it was in the McDonald's bag. It was for a deposit.
Well, yeah, and I guess because then if you're going to the bank with it, the people think, oh, well, they just got burgers. Yeah. They don't have money in there. Yeah. Now he's unblown their cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name is Dookie Doughboy on TikTok.
Dookie Doughboy.
What a good
Dookie
name. Doughboy.
I love that.
What? Why does that seem so weird to me that Dookie Doughboy did a good deed?
He's like, sweet content. I'm going to go viral.
It's your boy, Dookie Doughboy.
Follow me at Dookie Doughboy.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Okay, big day of my life today. But did I already inadvertently find out the sex of my child? I'm not supposed to know until 11 o'clock today, but did I find out? And wait to hear how I found out. Maybe in the weirdest way possible. All coming up next.
You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
So today's a really big day in my life. If you don't know, if you're new to the radio family, my name is Ace, and my wife is pregnant. Now, I have two children with my first wife, and so this is the first that I've had with my wife, Amanda. We've been married for just over 2 years. January, this month is 2 years, actually, that we've been married. And this will be our first child together. Her first overall, my third total. So today is the day that we find out the sex of the baby. Now, that is the thing that, to me, that's when you're really, okay, now we really know. Now you can hone in on what's the name, how to decorate, clothes to buy, blah, 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 that type of stuff. And until now, you got to keep it kind of generic, and it's kind of unusual. Like, lacks a little bit of commitment, almost, mm-hmm. until you officially know if you're looking to find out. So we find out today. But something happened last night that made me feel really weird when I got up this morning, because I never, very seldom, let's say, do I dream where I wake up and go, oh, that was a weird dream or a good dream or a bad dream. I don't remember dreams. Maybe once or twice a year, I'll have something that I wake up and remember the dream that I had. Last night, I had this dream, and I woke up and thought, what day is it? Did I miss something? Because I dreamed that Amanda and I were in the car, on the phone, conferenced with my sister, who lives in Pineville, Louisiana, and my stepmom, who's in a nursing home in Alexandria, Louisiana. And we told them, we had just left the doctor's office, it's a girl. Now, is that some kind of foreshadowing? Because I believe it's going to be a girl.
I think so, too.
And Amanda believes it's going to be a girl. But I've never had that kind of an experience like that before, where I dreamed something. And I woke up and thought, like, really, when I woke up this morning, it was confused, like, wait, what day is it? Okay, today's Thursday. Well, I go to the doctor today. How would I already have known this information? It seemed that real to me, that vivid. And the reason my stepmom and my sister are involved in it is because my sister's tied up tonight and won't be able to watch us live on YouTube to find out. So I've told her, we'll call you as soon as we leave there. And then my stepmom, she's in a nursing home, and she's been asking. This has been a big thing for her. And I told her, yeah, we'll call you as soon as we leave. We'll let you know what's happening. Because nobody else will know. Because we're going to do a special edition. We do a show every Thursday night called Live from the Living Room. Usually it's on our Facebook page. But tonight, for the first time ever, it's going to be live on our YouTube channel. So you can go to YouTube, search for Ace TJ TV, and see the gender reveal happen live tonight. So Amanda's family, mom, dad, brother, and my son and her grandmother and my son Cade will all find out tonight at the same time at 7 Eastern, live on our YouTube channel.
I love that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, I mean, it was vivid enough that I thought it happened.
Yep.
And I had to realize it. Wait a minute. What is today? Today's Thursday. We haven't found out yet. We find out today. We find out at 11 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. That's just weird. That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
So if it is a girl, are you going to say it was you saw it in a dream and that's how it came down, that you knew ahead of time? Or
no, because it's coincidence. I don't put enough stock in it to go.
Always a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't put enough stock in it to go, oh, this is, you know, I don't, because I suddenly don't think like definitely it's a girl. I just believe it's going to be a girl.
Well, there's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's kind of just,
I love that.
It was kind of weird. I found it to be very odd. Because I didn't know until yesterday I would even have to call my sister. Because when I talked to her yesterday, she goes, hey, I can't, because it's 6 o'clock her time, and my nephew has something going on tonight. So she's like, we got to do this. I think it's a Boy Scout thing. And she's like, so will you call me and tell me in the afternoon? I swear I won't tell anybody or post anything. I was like, yeah, no big deal. I was going to call you anyways. No big thing.
Now, you want to ask her to do a reading? One of her card readings?
She's already done all that.
Oh, she has?
TJ, she's done all the readings, a couple of different readings, and her readings, and I'll say boy.
Oh, interesting.
So now we're gonna find out. Now we're gonna find out who knows what.
Yeah.
What's up?
So all the readings that she does and everything online and all for people and all that, she says that they said boy. She did two of them, and they both said boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Ace's sister is the Miss Cleo of Central Louisiana.
That is correct.
Wow. So now we got. Competing universe things.
Yeah.
Is it going to come down to the tarot card, the tarot cards, or Ace's dream?
I don't know if she conducted any type of reading with those that Avengers card deck that I caught that she was using on TikTok one day. I don't know what the deck was that she used, but
so baby. Alexis, you believe in all this stuff. Which one would you be more willing to go with?
The dream, because I think it was sent to him.
Okay, and the tarot cards weren't sent to his sister?
His sister, but his sister's not here, so how is she going to connect with the baby or whatever? I don't know. I think it's Ace.
Okay.
He's next to the baby all the time.
Yeah.
Baby's probably connected with him without him even knowing.
The baby told him, I'm a girl.
Yeah, the baby's the one that's sending him the dream.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's possible.
Yep. You will be having a Spider-Man.
There's no Dr. Doom in your future.
That's really good. It's a Spider-Man card. Yeah,
so
I don't know. Mint condition.
Oh, this is good.
She's just turning those cards over like, oh, yeah. Oh, Spider-Man's fine. Good. Yeah. Dr. Doom is bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. But yeah, so if you want to watch it, 7 o'clock tonight on our YouTube channel, I just search for Ace TJ TV. It's live from the living room tonight at 7 Eastern.
You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
So, do y'all think the dream means something? We'll get to that in just a second.
So if you want to experience something great, one of my favorite things that you should try is having Omaha Steaks deliver a package of deliciousness to your house. So convenient, and this is a great time for you to stock up on all of the favorite things that they have at omahasteaks.com. And when you go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code TJ at checkout. You get $30 off your order. Now, that's in addition to saving up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. And it's everything from the delicious, perfectly aged steaks to comfort meals to the side dishes to the desserts. I mean, you'll get lost on their website at omahasteaks.com. You'll get lost going through all of that stuff they have. And everything is delicious and convenient. And again, save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks favorites from their website. And when you go to omahasteaks.com, remember to use that promo code TJ to get $30 off your order. $30 off your order for the perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent, decadent desserts, all at omahasteaks.com with the promo code TJ for $30 off your order, and a minimum order may be required.
I know Alexis does, but does anybody else think the dream I was telling you about, if you missed it, today I find out the sex of my child that's going to be born in June, and I had a dream last night that I called my sister and my stepmom, which I do have to do today afterwards to tell them, and I was telling them it was a girl, and it was so real I had to stop and think, wait a minute, when I woke up, today's Thursday, not Friday, so did that really happen? Yeah. It was a very vivid dream, and I never have that. Brigand, do you think it means anything?
It could. I mean, I don't. God works in mysterious ways.
TJ,
I don't
know. Do you think it means anything?
Yeah, it does. It means that it's on your mind so much, even though a lot of mental health professionals will now say that it doesn't, whatever you're thinking or doing before you go to bed doesn't dictate what your dreams can be. They don't have a correlation. I don't believe that. So all you've been thinking about yesterday was, I just found out I got to call my sister, and all of that building up, I think, is what caused the dream.
Yeah, my entire day revolves around this today. Yeah. So, and we've been waiting for this day for over a month now. Techni Rob, what about you?
Yeah, I think it means something for sure.
Okay.
I also don't think for one second that you don't have vivid dreams all the time. As much vivid as you look at on the internet. It's an adult company.
It is.
Production company. I'm the Ography.
Yeah, we're looking at vivid stuff.
So vivid fantasies, more than like it.
7 o'clock tonight, 7 Eastern, on our show YouTube page. It's live from the living room. Yeah. We're live from my in-law's living room.
I hope they straighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. But
things aren't strewn about.
Yeah, so we find out at 11. Everybody else will be surprised tonight. So it's my in-laws, my brother-in-law, and then my son's going to be there as well. And he'll find out at the same time. And he has gone on record as saying he really hopes it's not a boy at all. Because he really likes the fact that he's the only boy and that the name stops with him. So, like, he has to have a child in order for the family name to carry on, because he's the last, you know, one with the family name, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like House of Dragons.
Yeah, for real.
Carry on my name.
Carry on my name. My legacy.
My legacy. House throne of the Seven Kingdoms.
I got a girl.
Shall carry on my honor.
I got to carry on my daddy's legacy.
Your grace.
Oh, my goodness.
Presenting House Cannon.
He's like the name stops with me.
Yeah. Cade of House Cannon.
Is that how they say it?
Carry my banner. Yes. So we'll carry the banner.
Because that's our last name. Is it House Cannon? Is that it? Yeah.
The LSU Tigers, their animal. Yeah.
Yes. I like it.
It's a nutria.
Yeah. House Cannon, LSU Tigers is our animal.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
A lot of things going on this morning. Alexis is very fired up about a pop culture story. We'll get her thoughts. And now trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.